It's a good day to be together. It is graduation Sunday. We're excited to celebrate with the families of the graduates themselves. You will see them in just a few moments and hear a little bit from them a little bit later. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. The way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad. Write your name down, give us contact information if you choose, and send it down so everybody has an opportunity to fill that out on your pew. We do ask that last person, when you're done with it, if you could send it back to where it began. We do ask the first person, when it comes to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for that. Several things listed under upcoming events and opportunities for the week. Want you to make note of those things. It's almost summertime, and want you to make note of that. Many things that are happening in the life of our church. There is no children's time today, with all the other things happening with graduation Sunday. A regular schedule for the teenagers, the youth this afternoon, we are painting the youth room. So y'all, youth and parents are welcome to come. We will start painting around 6 o'clock. Big Raj.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
That's great.
Well, I'm here to help you get some help from you. At Friday, we have $3,011 in our account for the summer mission project. We have a $10,000 payment due Monday week. So I need your help. That means we need $6,089.
It's not written down. You did it in your head.
You ciphered all that?
I did.
But anyway, we do need your help on that. We have another need. 14th, we will build a flooring system on our house, and we're going to need about 30 people to 40. We have 17 signed up so far. So please sign up and let's help get that done. Now, the next thing I have is one of the end gable trusses is sitting in the hallway of Smith Hall. You are welcome to sign it or write a scripture on it, but we want you to do that and be a part of this project.
All of a sudden, I was an MC. I don't know what happened. We're very excited about the Home Mission Project. We are partnering with Habitat. We are going to need everyone to be a part of the project. We learned this week that there are limitations age-wise as to who can be a part at which time. We will be communicating. We're coming up with a plan. Most of the time on the job site, only 16 years and up can work on the site. And many times our youth have been a large part of that. That age restriction cuts out half of our youth group. So we need even more support of 16 years and up. So if you're able to help us on those days, we're very thankful. We'll have specific information about age restrictions or age requirements each time, but we're committed as a committee to making this a church-wide project. So let just be in prayer for the committee and encourage them as they continue to make this project work. Thank you for that. Any other announcements? Good? I want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. You have already given us your information with PewPad. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They'd like to give something to you. So if you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Ushers will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you for being a part of worship today. Graduation Sunday. It's a very important day in the life of any congregation. There are days and moments during the last 18, 20, 25 years for some of our post-high school graduates that they weren't sure they were going to make it. Moms and dads weren't sure they were going to make it. Moms and dads, God is good, and they've made it. By His grace, by His power, we come to worship today. So as we prepare for worship, as the graduates process in, be thankful for the grace and the mercy that God has shown us all. Let us prepare for worship by standing for our procession. Be seated. Will you pray with me? Father, there is much to celebrate today. As our graduates stand before us, standing tall and proud, we stand with them, thankful for the brief moments we have had with them. Thank you, Father, that you are with them and you are in this place. Remind us all, whether we're graduating from high school or college, or whether we're watching our loved ones graduate, you love us all equally, completely. And so we come to worship you. May everything that's done in this place glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. me, this is the best part of Graduate Sunday. It's an opportunity for you to hear from each of the graduates. You received an insert with your bulletin today. Inside, you will see the graduate pictures of all of our high school graduates. And then on the back side, you will see a list of our additional graduates, college, post-college. We have some graduate school graduates. And so we want you to, a couple of them will be coming first, and then we'll say words of thanks and what they're planning on doing, just to give you some information, because many of you have been praying for them, giving exam packs and the like. So we will start first, Russ Rose.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Bear with me. I'm getting over a cold. I graduated 3 weeks ago from North Carolina State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering. Go Wolfpack. And I started a job this past Monday at a company called Flowserve in South Raleigh, and that's going well. I just wanted to thank y'all for all of your support throughout the years, and just remember how much of an influence you have on the kids that grew up here. Just stay constant in their lives. Say hello to them. The smallest little compliment or comment could affect them for the rest of their lives. So, thanks.
Well, if I'd known I could have come without my robe, I would have probably done that. But the chance to wear it twice never hurts. So, my name is Jeremy Cauble. I graduated from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro with a Master's in Business Administration. And Jeff mentioned 10, 18 to 20, 25 years of wondering what your kids are going to be doing. Some folks, mom and dad, been putting it up with it for 30. So, but I'm glad to have accomplished this achievement, and I couldn't have done it without the support of my family and my friends and this church. There's been times when it's been almost overwhelming, the amount of the workload and then trying to balance work and life and all those things, and the prayers and support of this church have really helped me get through that, and a very patient wife, as well as parents who are there to support me as well, and my brother, if he's in here. But thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Alexis Angel, and I am graduating from Reagan High School this Saturday, and I will be attending Appalachian State University in the fall, and will major in psychology. My long-term plan is to work in student affairs at a college. I am now a member of App's Color Guard, and I will be marching in the Marching Mountaineers, and I'm really excited about that. I would like to thank God for blessing me with such a supportive and remarkable church family. You guys have watched me grow from a seventh grader to a high school graduate, and words cannot express how much you guys mean to me. I found a Bible verse which signifies what College Park has meant to me, Matthew 16:18, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. College Park is my rock.
I'm Dakota Devine, and I will be graduating from Mount Tabor, and I'm going to Catawba Valley to play baseball. And I'm going to major in either pre-law or some kind of business economics, and plans on going to a law school and then becoming a corporate lawyer. And I came to College Park when I was 11 and had moved from Texas. And some of my best memories are the Jamaica trip and the rides to and from anywhere with the youth group. And paintball trips and meeting my two of my best friends, Trey Sowers and William Henson. And I would like to thank God and to thank the church for all they have done for me and the youth, and it's allowed us to do things like going on the Jamaica trip. And individually, I'd like to thank Raymond Smith for all that he's done for us, and specifically the guys, and like organizing things like the paintball trip. And then Jeff Allen for being our youth minister, such a great one, and organizing everything and putting in so much time for all of us. And then everybody that's at this church that has influenced me as a Boy Scout, Mr. Summers, Mr. Burnett, Mr. Heller, Mr. Oyle, and Mr. Hudspeth. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cameron Goodman. I will be graduating from Reagan High School, and I plan on attending Elon University in the fall with intending to double major in sports management and business. I would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who has supported me through all 18 years I've been a part of this church. Thank you for constantly teaching me and praying for me. Thank you for also giving me endless opportunities to do God's work. From mission trips to New York City or Jamaica, or even standing here in front of you and delivering a message. Thank you for your support, both emotionally and financially. I wouldn't be who I am today without my church family.
Good morning. My name is William Henson, and on Saturday, I will be graduating from the best high school in the history of the world, West Forsyth High School. In the fall, I will be attending the University of North Carolina, Asheville, with an intended double major in music technology and vocal performance. Now, I'm not one for making speeches or talking in front of people, so bear with me. When I was 6 years old, I wanted to be like Don Page and Nick Johnson, to name a few. And I wanted to be cool and funny. When I was 10, I wanted to be Russ Talley because he could play guitar, he was in a band, and he had a bunch of cool bumper stickers. When I was 12, I wanted to be Ward Page because he could play almost every instrument I knew of. When I started out in youth, I wanted to be like Carson Smith and Nathan Cobbler and Marcus Kratz. I went through youth looking up to everyone. I came to College Park before I was in any mind to remember it. I've been running around here since I was 2 weeks old. I grew up with Miss Janet in the nursery, Katie Timlin in cherub choir, and too many others to name. I was in RAs, mission friends, and everything else you can think of. Some of my favorite memories include Pinewood Derby races, kickball, VBS, and primary and intermediate basketball. I got the opportunity to grow up alongside my best friends, Trey Sowers and Keaton Huff. I had many great opportunities to play and sing in front of the church as a child who didn't know how to play guitar. As a youth, I met another one of my best friends, Dakota Devine. Some of my favorite memories include being in the inside of a suitcase at my first youth camp, playing lead guitar in U-turn since the eighth grade, and being in the middle of nowhere on many scout trips and playing many cutthroat games of Capture the Flag at Caswell. I will be attending college at the fall, looking for further inspiration in my life as well as in my music. This church has always been there for me as an outlet for me to be myself, enjoy myself, and grow in my faith. But most of all, the people here, whether it be the aforementioned gentlemen, old or young, any of my Sunday school leaders, scout leaders, RA leaders, choir directors, or youth ministers, you have all inspired me to be the person that I am today. Thank you to Jeff, Steve, Raymond, Mary, Krista, and Jason for being unbelievable guides to me in my faith, to my parents and my sisters and my sweet grandmother. Thank you for putting up with my shenanigans, loud music, and bad jokes for the last 18 years. I love you. Thank you for your continued support, love, and inspiration. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brooke Jones, and in 6 days, I will finally be graduating from Reagan High School. I'll be attending NC State in the fall with a major in psychology. I would like to thank everyone here for their overwhelming support and love for the past 18 years, and especially for the past 2 months, from your prayers to the Groovers who mowed our lawn for the past 2 months. Thank you very much for not making me do that. To all the food and visits, words can't describe how blessed I consider myself to be a part of this church. And just for future reference, for exam packs and birthdays, I really enjoyed the chocolate cake and lasagna. I wouldn't be the person I am today if it weren't for College Park, and I can't thank you all enough for putting up with me for the past 18 years, let alone treating me like your own family. Thanks again for your love and support, and go Wolfpack.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kyler Prophet. I will be graduating from Reagan High School on Saturday, and I will be attending NC State in the fall. Go Wolfpack. My intended major is sports management, and I'm really excited for that. Some of the best memories I have at College Park is the youth going on youth camp every single summer. I look forward to that. It's always a good time with everybody. Like Dakota said, rides is always really fun. I'd like to thank a few people. I'd like to thank my family for being so supportive, my entire family, over the past couple years. I'd like to thank Jeff and Raymond for being there for me and making these past couple years special. Thank you.
If you noticed in the insert, there was one graduate who's not here. But we have a little bit, it's not a surprise now because we showed this at 9 o'clock, but we have something we'd like to show you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ben Newendorf, and this year I'm graduating from Reagan High School. The reason I can't be here for graduation Sunday is that right now I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. For the rest of the summer and for the next 4 years, I'll be in Jacksonville University studying aviation and flight operations. My future goals back in graduation are coming out of my class. I was born in College Park almost 18 years ago, having known you my entire life. People in this church have been helping me grow from the first time I am today. Most of my best friends are from College Park, and I'm very grateful to have been with you. I have many memories and experiences while growing up here. Some of my study club, like Jack and Tom and Steve, DC Mission, Park and Baco, Lions, some very meaningful ones like Youth Care, Fellowship, Mission Trips, and Worship Services. I want to say thank you to many people who have raised the question of all the prayer partners, Sunday school teachers, Wednesday night leaders, ministers, friends. It's really bittersweet to have the same vibe, but I'm excited to step into a new chapter in my life. Most of all, I want to say a very special thank you to my mom, dad, and brother, because the three of them have been there for me while I've grown up, they've supported me and loved me every step of the way. Mom, dad, Sean, even though I didn't get ready for Sunday in person,
well, what a graduate Sunday be without a slideshow. So we decided to put something together, and we hope that you enjoy some pictures and some memories from the class of 2014. Will you pray with me? Our Father, we give you praise and thanks for this class. As they have grown and they have changed and they have matured, we thank you for how you have empowered them and given them a passion for their faith. As they take these memories with them, we pray that you go with them as well. Thank you for their families. Thank you for the friends that have supported them, the leaders in this church who have encouraged and taught and prayed for them. We give you the glory for what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite one of the senior class to come and to play a song. William Henson will come and play a song that he wrote about this year's class of 2014.
Too fast. In a hurry to try and make time pass. But time goes by, and then you find it's gone. Come and go just like that, with the whole of our lives still intact. But time goes by, and then you find we made it. After all we didn't fall, we made it. It seemed like so far we made it, but we've still got time to go until we make it on our own. By and by the days of our lives pass. Means more than just a chemistry class. But for your eyes, you're out of time. We made it. After all we didn't fall, we made it. Before you seemed like so far, we made it. But we've still got time to go until we make it on our own. Here's to our dear 4 years, those memories will hold. Those memories will look back and forever hold. Through good times and bad times, we'll never be alone. With those memories of gold. 'Cause we made it. After all we didn't fall, we made it. For it seemed like so far we made it. But we've still got time to go until we make it. We make it on our own.
Before we pray, I'm looking. Bear with me a minute. I'm going to speak to the folks on the front row. Sunday school, youth choir, youth events. And I'm looking here today. Man, you guys have gotten old. Congratulations. Take a deep breath. Just breathe in and breathe out. But remember, it's not over. As one door closes, another one opens, as the old saying says. And just think of this like the Tour de France. You've reached one stage, and there's plenty of stages more to go in this thing we call our lives. Good luck in the fall. Keep us in your prayers, because we'll have you in our prayers. Let's pray together, folks. Lord, this is a very, very, very special day. We recognize our graduates, and we pat them on the back, and we hug them, and we say we love them, and we support them. And all that's true. Lord, thank you for blessing this church with these young people. Thank you for the parents, the big brothers and the little brothers and the big sisters and the little sisters who were an influence on these people. Lord, it is exciting. We celebrate, and we look forward to their future. As we come to this time of the service where we give back what you have so generously given to us, when we think of these high school and college, grad school graduates, how they have been an influence on us, how we have been an influence on them. Lord, we are so grateful to have a church like this where we can celebrate, recognize the accomplishments of our young folks. Lord, go with us as we go out, and may we do what you want us to do. For it's in thy name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Some years ago, there was a football star at the University of Alabama, and he had broken all the football records at Alabama, and he was there for 4 years, really struggled in his classes, struggled to get the grades to graduate, but he was beloved by everyone in his senior class. They knew he wasn't going to be able to graduate, so they petitioned the president of the university for all that he had done, the goodwill that he had brought to the school through football, through the positive message that he had done through football. They wanted to give him something. And so they voted, or they asked the president to give him a diploma. Even though he hadn't met the requirements, give him a diploma, let him here be done. And so the time came for graduation. And the young man walked across the stage and came to talk with the president. And the president said, "Son, if you can answer this one question, I will give you this diploma." And there was a hush over the audience. The president said, "Son, what is 3 times 7? And there was a pause. And the football player looked at him and said, "21? And an awkward pause settled over the audience. And then in unison, the graduating class said, "Give him another chance!" He got it right. The class got it wrong. That okay? College. Grad school. You will face many, many challenges. You will face people of different persuasions, political, religious, social. If you think you've had an interesting ride so far, wait till the next stage. You have just a glimpse of what God has in store for you. And so that's why I chose 1 Corinthians chapter 2 as somewhere to just have a quick word to send you off with. And we talked a little bit in the 9 o'clock service. Corinth was much like New York City. Lots of people, wealth, poverty, multicultural, spoke lots of different languages, many different religions. Very much like our society today. And Paul is speaking to those startup churches, those house churches. And there's division in those churches. And he's saying, you have to focus on the main things. And in these beginning chapters, he begins turning them to remind them. There are great speakers that you're going to meet. Smart, intellectual, gifted people who know what they're talking about in their specific field, whether it's economics, math, politics, various faith traditions, you will come to face them. My challenge for you is the same challenge that Paul gave to the church in Corinth. Test everything through the cross. Hear these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 and following. "We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. And hear these verses. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolish and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. My challenge to you is simple. Learn. Experience. Do different things. Meet different kinds of people. Be Christ where you are. Interpret everything you hear. Learn everything you hear through God. Because he is the one that holds all things together. The cross is where everything in this world makes sense. Apart from God's Spirit, you and I can't make it. Apart from God's presence in your life and my life, we cannot do this thing called life. My challenge to you: enjoy college. Go to class. Be on time. Be nice to the professors. Get involved on campus. Be nice to your roommate. Do all those things as Jesus would have you do. Go to church. Be involved in a ministry. Challenge yourself. Save some money. Don't spend it all. Don't forget your mom and your dad. Call every now and then. It's okay to ask for money. You are our children. We love you dearly. We only want the best for you, and that is what God would have for you. Even when those decisions are difficult, even when they don't make sense, we want what God wants for you. So be challenged, be encouraged. Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a name that you might hear in your philosophy class or your religion class. One of my favorite theologians from the World War II era. He lived in his 20s and in his 30s during the time that Hitler rose to power. He had come to New York City about 10 years before the wars broke out. He fell in love with New York, and he fell in love with the churches of New York, and he went back and he taught pastors in the midst of the rise of the Nazi Empire. He taught them to be Christ where they were. And as war loomed, he boarded a boat bound for New York City again. And the entire way over, his spirit was restless because he knew what was coming. He knew that war was imminent. He knew, and he was leaving to get away. And something in him was saying, you have to go back. You have to return. There is work for you to do. He had a choice when he came to the harbor of New York: to stay where it was safe in America, while his homeland was under attack. He had fought against the powers. He had fought against all those things that had changed the state church away from Christ. And here he was in America. He could have stayed where it was safe, but within just a few weeks, he boarded the last ship bound for home before the war began. He returned to Germany and he fought against the Nazis from within. Ultimately, where he was arrested, trying to help Jews escape from Germany. He was arrested, put into prison, and 3 weeks before the end of the war, he was killed. Bonhoeffer was a man who lived his convictions. Even when it cost him his life, even when it cost him people he loved, he put Christ first. And that didn't make sense to the world, but it made sense to God. Your decisions, your life from this day forward must begin and end at the cross. And wherever that leads, you have a family who loves you. You have moms, dads, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandparents who care deeply about you. You have a family at College Park that will love you all the way. But know God's Spirit goes with you. You're a very special class to us. And we love you deeply. And we pray God's blessings on you as you go. Will you pray with me? Father, may we all live by your Spirit. May we all interpret everything we hear through the cross. May we learn, may we grow, may we understand more and more about the way your world works. May we never tire of learning more about Scripture, about science, about math. But may we never stop interpreting all those things through the love of Jesus on the cross, where we love people and we give mercy and grace to those because we have been given those things. And may we, even when it doesn't make sense to the world, may we follow the cross. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite you now to sing hymn number 277. We invite you, as we sing the hymn, that if you're here to make a decision, a dedication, a recommitment, Pastor Raymond will be down front to talk with you. May we rise and sing hymn number 277.
remain standing, please. I want to invite you tonight, 5 o'clock this evening here in the sanctuary. We'll have ordination service for my sister, who's there in the back with my parents and her daughter. So invite you to come back at 5 o'clock this afternoon for that special time of ordination. Also want to ask you, following the benediction and the response, please remain standing, but stay in place until our graduates recess out. Thank you for that. Let's have a word of prayer together. Gracious Father, thank you for the blessings of this day, a time of celebration, a time of new beginnings, a time of excitement. And Father, may we all feel that new chance, that new opportunity, that new covenant that comes from the next day that we spend with you, Father, that you truly make all things new as we confess and give those things to you. God, we love you. We pray that we would be obedient and faithful this day. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.